Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Normally, we would be speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, but Dan has had a kidney stone. So what we're going to do right now is we're just going to wish Dan the fastest of recoveries and hope he feels better. I've had a few kidney stones. They are the worst things in the world to have. You want to talk pain? My goodness. Instead, I was talking with Rob about a guy named Larry Schweigert. Let's look at some of the stuff he's been doing, some of the stuff he's been tracking. Because he's been tracking the early vote totals. And he is signaling a Trump win. And has been for quite a while now. And he's noted how the Democrats are going to get bloodied up in Florida. And he's also calling out pollsters for how they're sampling GOP voters in their surveys. Now, if all of this happens, which it's in motion, Biden's chances of winning the election dip below 50%. The core three, Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina, probably go Trump, with Michigan and Ohio probably following suit. And there you have the election. If we win Michigan, we probably carry Pennsylvania as well. It's the icing on the cake. Yet Schweigert's recent thread on Twitter didn't have to do with the early vote totals. It delved into the early vote, in the real 2020 Democratic playbook, and how they knew 2 years ago that they probably didn't have a chance in hell of beating Trump due to the booming economy. And they have a real problem in their depth chart. I mean, look who they have picked as their nominee. None of the guys that were running could beat Trump, none of them. And the last man standing was Joe Biden, because he supposedly is the best option due to his blue-collar roots, which have been marred in scandal over the alleged corrupt deal-making that he and Hunter Biden did in China and Ukraine. If Trump pulls this off, and I think he will, Hunter Biden was not only the October surprise, but gave the greatest in-kind contribution to the Trump reelect by far. But the Democratic base is not excited about Biden. They wore multiple T-shirts of the week regarding how the more lefty candidates, that were out there. Bernie Sanders was the flavor of the month before black Democrats in the South clipped his chances again. And it's settled. Bernie can't win over black Democrats, which means he cannot win nationally. He's done as a national option. Kamala Harris got slapped down by none other than Tulsi Gabbard over her record as a prosecutor. A lot of folks ran, but how many could last? And people knew Joe, so I guess we're back to him. And it comes down to, basically, I think, name recognition. He feels that, that was not necessarily a ringing endorsement. But what did he think about their plan was before COVID? He feels that with the Democrats knowing they could be beaten, they wanted to claim fraud and set off another round of the Russian collusion delusion. They wanted a sequel, but the pandemic gave them hope of a win. With lockdowns in place, let's do this all via vote by mail. This was their war cry throughout the summer until the mail-in ballots were being rejected at higher than projected rates because Democratic voters apparently cannot follow instructions. Now they've quietly changed course. But then we had the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which killed all hopes of the voter fraud pitch ever working for the Democrats. So on Twitter, we have this from Mr. Schweikert. Jim's comment is a good time to review what the Democrat strategy was so incredibly stupid and horrible. I personally think the Democrats have known they would lose to Trump for over 2 years, thus impeachment was their only shot. If the assessment is correct, it would mean that their entire primary process was designed to find the most acceptable loser. Hence, demented perv bite me. Number four, forget polls. I'm not going to get into the discussion of why the polls are so horribly wrong. It does appear that the purpose of the polls was to facilitate the Democrat cries of illegality stolen, then off to Russia part deux. This was the plan going to February 2020. Then came the China virus, and suddenly the Democrats thought they might have a chance. They rushed into production a new and dramatic change. They were trying to win the election by virtue of the lockdowns and vote fraud made possible by late counting. This was a remarkable change of direction which the Democrats embarked on without any real thought. It began with the fear-mongering of panic spreading related to voting in person. To vote in person was certain death. So they adopted a heavy all-out VBM strategy early and a fraud strategy after Election Day. Several things began to severely damage that plan. First, the GOP won 11 of 14 court cases, with the three remaining likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Most of these drastically limited the countdown, the time, or the conditions under which these votes can be counted, and for how long. And then the anvil fell. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. That meant that there was would be no appeals related to fraud that could succeed. And around the same time, Trump got the China virus, overcame it, and showed that we do not have to walk in constant terror. And this meant that the Democrats would be heavily voted out by Election Day, but also that whoever was still available would have to vote under a cloud of terror. And this strategy also dramatically damaged their ability to use fraud because all the votes were in. Republicans and the world could tell how many ballots were outstanding. It made it harder to keep from calling a state early. It also worked against the Election Day chaos in which the Democrats could find votes. With a more orderly and much smaller flow of people at a given time, it made it harder for one or two ballot counters on the take to work their magic. But now the pollsters were also stuck with the failed initial strategy showing bite me up by a million. They had no legitimate way to bring the polls into even remotely normal ranges. And like 2016, the pollsters and the Democrats gave their hapless followers false hope. And like 2016, this will boil over in new waves of anger when Trump wins, and he will win bigly. I think tomorrow is going to be a stunning day. If you're looking at media right now, like I know that I know that like Fox News. Fox is out there talking about how Biden's still up nationally. National polls mean nothing. National polls mean nothing because it is a electoral college kind of thing that we're involved in right now. Trump is going to exceed 300 electoral votes. I'm thinking 330. It won't be 330 even because there's, you know, the math doesn't add up that way. But they have overplayed their hand. They don't have enough early votes coming in, and Biden is not ahead by enough to where when people vote in person tomorrow, which they are going to, to where he will be able to maintain a lead. So if Trump comes out with enough votes to win these states, and there's not enough votes that haven't been counted yet, because we know how many there are, they can get out there and say, well, we need to continue to count. But then that's when the court case begins, and it'll be like it was in 2000 when they said, we don't need to count anymore because you don't have enough votes outstanding to change the course of this. Because they know how many ballots are out there now because of the way they did things. It's one of those moments that's just so delicious in their, what they tried to do has backfired on them in a big way. In a big way. They stuck their eye to the barrel and said, what's down in there? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Excuse me. Busy throat. My bad. I apologize. The city of Seattle is a very strange place. There's really no other way to phrase it. This is a city that allowed the chop to exist for far too long, and even encouraged it right up until, they put up concrete barriers to help secure the area, right up until they decided that it was, it wasn't a good thing to have. It was an embarrassment to let it remain. So for us to sit here and me say to you that they are probably not playing with a full deck is probably a bit of an understatement, or at least my thinking. So, now they're considering a proposal that would actually make the city less safe. And we get this from whichever outlet decided to put it out. I'm just sitting here going, you're kidding. But they're not. They're not kidding. They mean it. The Seattle City Council is considering new legislation that would create a legal loophole that would make substance addiction, mental illness, or poverty, a valid legal defense for nearly all misdemeanor crimes committed in the city. The council's consideration of the plan has occurred with virtually no public discussion about the proposal, which has been included in the municipal budgeting process. The council has not so far conducted a standalone meeting to discuss the idea. Scott Lindsay, the former public safety advisor for the city, said Seattle would be in a class of its own if it ultimately enacted the ordinance. Monday, he said, I'm not aware of any legislation like this anywhere in the United States or even globally. All cities have criminal codes to protect their citizens from criminal acts. This would essentially create a legal loophole that swallows all those codes and creates a green light for crime. The fact that he said that with a straight face is astounding. See, of the three defenses described, the only one that kind of makes sense to me is mental illness. Those who are genuinely mentally ill may not necessarily even understand what they're doing. We already have an exception in the law for such a thing, though it's severely limited in how it can apply. Maybe expanding that might make a bit of sense if those people were going to get treatment instead of being put back out on the streets, where even when they're offered treatment, they don't want it. This is the thing I don't understand about some of this nonsense. They'll get out there and say, well, we're going to treat these people. And then they offer them treatment, and the people don't want the treatment because if they go to these places where they, would house them, for example, they have to remain drug-free. And they don't want to remain drug-free. They want to get their fixes. They want, they want to be, they want to, tune out and turn on, whatever the phrase is. Whatever the new phrase is in 2020. As for poverty or substance abuse, now we're going into weapons-grade stupidity here. Of course, a lot of crime is perpetrated by people across the country with substance abuse problems. They rob people to support their drug habits. Nothing new. This has been well known for some time. Why, it's even so well known that even they know it. Probably the Seattle, whatever they call themselves in the weapons-grade stupidity enclave. But, Seattle is considering giving these people a free pass for it, so long as they don't pass some arbitrary threshold between misdemeanors and felonies, which I would love to know where the misdemeanor begins and the felony stops. Now, in parts of California, I think in San Francisco, for example, you can shoplift up to $950 a day and not break the law. So people roll in there with a bunch of buggies and a calculator, and they steal $940 worth of stuff and go out and sell it and get their drug habit on, and, you know, hey, it's a big time. Further, a lot of people blame their criminal activities on poverty. They say they sell drugs because they're poor and need money. They steal because they're poor and they need money. They've long argued that the poverty drives them, forces them into crime. The fact it never seems to force any of them into a freaking job is what's amazing to me. I mean, everywhere I go, where I live, everybody's hiring, one way or another. But here's the problem that I don't think Seattle has considered. The line between misdemeanor and felony can be razor thin. And there's a point where stealing X dollars is a misdemeanor, but selling X plus one is a felony. Does anyone really believe that those who figure they can get off because they're using drugs or because they're poor are going to count their stolen money and then return the excess? Wait a minute, I can only steal $10? I need to give back one because I got 11. No, they're not going to do that, though. They'll still feel empowered to commit crimes because they know they can get away with so many of them. They will be so emboldened to carry out more and more crimes because they know they can walk. Now, inevitably, somebody is going to get out there and take exception to them stealing that $10 instead of $11, because that's going to come out of somebody's pocket. Somebody's going to take exception to having their money taken from them by force. And then somebody gets killed by one of these people who should have been in jail but wasn't, because he played the "I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me" defense. Maybe then the people in Seattle will wake up to what they've elected to lead them. And if you continue to let that happen, Seattle, and I know some of you will be listening in a few hours, then I hate to say this, but you've gotten what you put in place. You're aware that Seattle's dying. You put videos out about it, five, six, 7 years ago. You know, this is nothing I'm telling you. This is not news to you. I would like to think you're better than that. I know a bunch of people live in Seattle. Stand up. Pull yourselves out of this. It's about to get bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he believes Americans will tell President Trump to pack his bags and go home on Election Day.
And my message is simple. The power to change the country is in your hands. I don't care how much Donald Trump tries. There's nothing he's going to do to stop the people in this nation from voting.
Speaking at a drive-in style event in Cleveland on Monday, the former vice president saying if elected, he will get the coronavirus pandemic under control. Biden also with a stop in Pennsylvania today. President Trump hitting the campaign trail as well. The president with stops in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin on Monday. President Trump also saying he will be holding a gathering at the White House on election night. Former Vice President Biden will be at his home in Delaware. This is USA Radio News. This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party. And there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm not making this up. Okay? I'm not making this up. Here we have this. A Philadelphia District Attorney's Office employee who works with victims of gun violence has been placed on administrative leave and is being investigated for fatally shooting a man who tried to rob him Tuesday morning. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Devontae Douglas, who aids victims of gun violence, is a peer crisis responder in the office's Crisis Assistance Response and Engagement for Survivors, or CARES program, is being investigated for fatally shooting Vernon Harris, 31, just before 10 a.m. Now, this makes it fair for me and you to ask what Philadelphia city workers' hours are, and if Douglas was supposed to be out and about counseling victims, as the DA newsletter puts it, finding creative ways of keep taking care of their clients, particularly since the man he allegedly killed had been described by authorities as a male prostitute who tried to rob Douglas at gunpoint. So then we get this. You just listened to that last part, right? Described by authorities as a male prostitute. We get this big trial of Philadelphia trial blog fills in some details. According to police, the two black males met at 27th and Cambria. Douglas, 28, of the 2900 block of North Bambry Street, got into a white Dodge Durango driven by Harris, 31, of the 1800 block of Harrison Street, and then they drove to the cemetery. After their encounter, which took place in the back seat of the vehicle with the windows open, Douglas told police Harris stood outside the vehicle and pointed a gun at Douglas and demanded all his money. So this was a business meeting, not just official business. Because he was reportedly wearing his DA ID badge, it is fair to assume Douglas did not use up vacation time or take an approved leave to meet this male prostitute. And it also makes it fair to wonder what it is about working for the city of Philadelphia that makes employees feel comfortable engaging in such blatant policy violations on the people's dime and not fear to having to honestly account for their time. It's also fair to wonder, since prostitution is a crime, if using a gun during its commission won't have an accessory carryover. And while very few would dispute Douglas's right to defend himself, it is curious that he is a gun violence professional working in an anti-gun administration for Larry Krasner, a soft-on-actual-crime DA. It is of no surprise that, you know, Philadelphia is a Bloomberg mayor city and one that is continually trying to pass infringements in violation of state preemption laws. So it's good for Douglas that he already had his concealed carry permit because the city, using COVID as an excuse, is making citizens wait months instead of the required 45 days. But maybe I spoke too soon. Does he have a permit? And that's not clear because Big Trial says police recovered a 9mm gun registered to Douglas. Since that's not a requirement, the prior link to the city's administration says PA records handgun sales on a state database. One wonders if they meant he had a Pennsylvania license to carry firearms. Now, if you note his position with the city, that's something to be looked into, as well as if that means he was compliant with state law on guns and vehicles and Philadelphia code on guns in public facilities like his place of employment. Now, in this matter, Krasner's office, his entire office, has recused itself. So we get to wait and see what the state investigation concludes and how many of these points are raised. Now, coming from the Philadelphia Inquirer, you get your Philly DA's office where Krasner hires an employee who allegedly ends up shooting and killing a man. You can't even make this stuff up. The destruction that Krasner has wrought on that office is a tragedy. And this is just another mess that progressive policies have made of the Democrat-controlled city. And it's pretty evident by events unfolding in Philadelphia with riots and looting and burning over police defending themselves against a knife-wielding family man who had at least 3 standing protection from abuse orders filed against him by his mother and the mother of his children. He was arrested for stabbing the mother of his children. He was arrested for kicking the windows and door panels of a police vehicle. And during a robbery, allegedly grabbed a woman by the neck and held a gun to her head. He violated a protection order filed by his mother for throwing water in her face, punching her in the face, and threatening to shoot her, and was a mentally ill career criminal with some 18 arrests, an amateur rapper seen on video cavorting with guns that, as a convicted felon, he was barred from possessing. That's sort of the backstory behind that video everybody saw. In a seemingly sick parody of what the entire Black Lives Matter movement is supposed to be about, as opposed to the Chinese communist manipulated subversion that it is, we are treated to such examples of cognitive dissonance as looter calls Philly police to report looting after fellow looters steal his car. And looters were shooting looters. And none of this is more absurdly contradictory than a gun violence crisis responder working for an anti-gun administration reportedly shooting a prostitute to death while on the job. That seems like a pretty good excuse for some riots to me. Or at least some more riots. But for some reason, it's getting a pass. It's getting a pass. And the U.S. attorney is right on this one. You literally cannot make this stuff up. But here's the thing to consider. These are the people who want you to give up your gun. Guns. Your right to have guns. Your Second Amendment right. They want you to give that up. They want you to believe they can take it from you. While all along, you've got a guy who's supposed to be out here trying to help people after, gun violence. And he's out there in the back seat of a vehicle with a male prostitute in a cemetery. I'm trying to add this up to where they're just having a conversation. I'm trying to make this work to where the math comes to me and says, oh, this is obviously what they must have been doing there. Except I can't do that. I can't make this make sense. But it all keeps coming back to the same thing. In Philadelphia, they try all the time to skirt the preemption statute that is in Pennsylvania. Because Pennsylvania, for all of its woes, as far as the people that run it, is a gun state. Why do you guys keep reelecting these people? Why do you put these people in charge of you? Philadelphia, of course, they refer to themselves as a first-class city, so they have special problems, special needs, and therefore they're going to have special things happening with that, too. So, anyway, this is one of those things you can't sit back and make up. I just wanted to bring it to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A sickening feeling is spreading among some of the smarter Democrats that they have royally screwed up their election strategy. The plan that seemed so smart once they realized that COVID was a golden opportunity to distract from Trump's massive foreign policy and economic triumphs is beginning to backfire. And this was their plan. In short, it was to terrorize you with fear porn over the purported danger of COVID, despite it being 99% plus survivable for all of those, all but those over 70, and despite huge progress in therapeutics driving the survival rate even higher, while emphasizing mail-in voting for their base. Republicans, they thought, could be discouraged from voting in person on election day, and with compliant state governors, AGs, and secretaries of state extending deadlines for mail-in votes, the margin of victory could be manufactured in the days afterward. But then Larry Schweikert came out with the stuff that I talked about earlier, and, you know, those things began to fall apart. And that's a problem. Because as we prepare for the real election day, Democrats who haven't mailed in their ballots, which now that's cut off, right? Early voting is cut off now, are still terrified of dying from COVID and won't vote, while the Democrats, who are far more skeptical of the fear porn, will show up to vote, taking advantage of the good weather forecast for most of the country. Now, This is a big problem for them. This goes against everything they tried to lay out. And that's where the problem shows up. Now, here's the other thing. We now know, thanks to October, who's going to win tomorrow. And the reason we know is found in early voting data. October voting is no longer the exclusive domain of the Democratic Party. Both parties vote early and in ever-increasing numbers, which makes the October vote an early action report on the election outcome that's more reality-based than the polls or the fake stream media. And who you vote for is a secret. When, where, and how many voters cast their ballots is not. That's data. And in this case, data in its most meaningful form. Number of early votes by registered Democrats and the number of early votes by registered Republicans. Convincing the other party's voters to vote for your candidate is a long shot. Getting your voters to turn out for your candidate is how elections are won. It's called Go TV, or for Get Out the Vote. Get Out the Vote plus voter enthusiasm invariably equals winning results in the polls. And in the final weeks of the campaign, enthusiasm for Donald Trump demonstrated at multiple daily rallies has been far beyond what it was 4 years ago. And is enthusiasm going to help produce another winning voter turnout for Trump? I've got a spoiler for you. Spoiler alert. Data generated by early voting says yes. Now, to understand why history is likely to repeat itself, it's important to look at the voter turnout in the party strongholds. Districts where support is expected to be high. The highest Democratic voting percentages are often in districts with large majorities of African American voters, as they call them. The black vote is a key component in the strategy of every Democratic election campaign, especially Joe Biden's. And accordingly, black turnout provides the best way to measure enthusiasm for the Democrat Party's candidate and ultimately to project a winner. Take North Carolina. In 2012, black voter turnout for Barack Obama was understandably high. Black voters made up 27% of North Carolina's total number of voters that year. In 2016, Hillary Clinton's turnout among blacks in the Tar Heel State dropped to 22%. This year, with Biden running, North Carolina's black turnout for early voting is 19.5%. So down from 27% to 19.5%. And then there's this. The black vote that is coming out is not all coming out for the Democrat. A poll of the University of New Orleans of likely Louisiana voters purported that 28% of black America prefers Donald Trump. And this is driven largely by black men, among whom Trump's 43% edges Biden's 42%. A Rasmussen national survey reflecting the same trend shows Trump's approval among likely black voters at 46%. Now, approval does not translate directly into votes, but there's too much action in the form of early turnout behind that number to dismiss it. In 2016, Trump asked after African Americans what they had to lose by backing him instead of Hillary Clinton. Now they know. Under Trump, black America saw record employment. They saw the creation of economic opportunity zones, increased funding for black colleges, and the lowest incarceration rate for black America since 1995. If the most reliable Democratic voting bloc loses its enthusiasm for Biden, his chances in the South and elsewhere disappear. Florida is showing how that looks. Sunshine State Republicans outperform expectations in early voting. Democrats are ahead in mail-in ballots, but not by the numbers needed to beat the GOP on Election Day, when Republicans traditionally come out to vote in droves. And those ballots are in already. Rasmussen's daily tracking poll found that by the end of the October, over 31% of black Florida voters said they would vote for Trump. He's already broken through the Democrat blue wall in 2016, and now he is punching out holes in the black wall in 2020. He's still going to lose the black vote, but he's going to get enough of it to win the election. And he's going to lose the black vote by less. And the question, again, is how many early voting Democrats actually voted Democratic? Trump won with backing from Democrats in 2016. Why would they abandon him now? He has overwhelming support among Republicans, according to Pew Report. Biden's support from fellow Democrats stems largely from their dislike of Trump more than an affinity for Joe, and Biden can attract a crowd much larger than a Secret Service detail. And this is not true of Donald Trump. In fact, there's no better source of actionable data than a Trump rally, because everyone who wants to attend has to provide contact information to get a free ticket. The campaign then uses that data to turn every event into a force multiplier. And first, each rally reaches millions of voters live at the venue, on cable TV, and on YouTube. Then millions more engage on Facebook and Twitter. After the rally, a campaign team targets those who attended with digital ads that recipients can retarget to their contacts as lookalike campaigns on social media. They also mine the same data for useful insights and information to convert into turnout. Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, noted that 45% of the attendees at an October New Hampshire rally were not registered Republicans, and 20% did not vote in 2016. Who would wait in line for hours to see a Trump rally in October and then not vote for Trump in November? It's very easy to predict that many new Trump voters this year in more states than just New Hampshire. And in modern times, very few vice presidents or serial losers in primaries succeed in winning the White House. Joe Biden has both of those things going against him. And that's before factoring the China Burisma Gate allegations directed at him and his family, Barack Obama's low-impact performance on the trail, and the anti-police riots in Philadelphia, all of which helped Trump. Tomorrow's going to be a bloody day, electorally. And the Democrats are going to be very angry. And they're going to, once again, try to punish us for failing to listen to them. And the only thing you have to do to secure the country is go vote. That's it. They're going to try to dissuade you from doing it. Just go do it. Simple. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it, but hey. Always was. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.